This is a replay of the Tuesday night, July 18th WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together, and as I was just saying, man, I'll tell you what, David Jennings gave me a real start there when he mentioned Taco John's, because they have some of my favorite stuff. But it turns out it was just some pesky lawsuit with Taco Bell that they gave up. Taco Tuesdays. I didn't realize it was Taco Tuesday. And I had tacos today, too. Obviously, I went to the wrong place. That's always bound to happen. But nonetheless, Taco John's reminded me, because most of the locations I used to frequent are no longer there. And not only that, most of the menu items that I used to love are no longer on the menu, particularly the smothered burrito. And I think that was my fave. But I was thinking about how many fast food places have come and gone, and not only fast food, in some cases, full-service restaurants, but especially fast food, and some of them were flash in the pans, like Cajun Joe's. They were around about 30 seconds or so, it seemed, around 1990, 91 or so, and they were actually franchised by Subway. I don't know what went wrong, but they were the absolute best. They had the best corn muffins ever, and I still sometimes late at night hunger for that, and they just disappeared off the radar in a fury of lawsuits of some sort or other. But I really wish for those of us who got addicted to some particular cuisine, and God only knows what's in this stuff, and maybe that's going to answer what I was about to say, but I really wish there was a way that we could at least get the recipes. So that the things that, like Royal Castle, I know some people are White Castle lovers. I was a Royal Castle lover. And not only their birch beer, but those hamburgers, just nothing else tasted like it. And I don't know if it was the meat or what passed for meat or or the bun or what. But whatever, it was, as far as I was concerned, addictive. And I'm sure that that you have some in your past as well. But at least the scare is over. Taco John's remains. Maybe not where you are, maybe not where I am, but somewhere, even without the smothered burrito. They should bring that back. All right, so 888-876-5593. We're going to talk about UFOs. In this case, that would be unidentified floating objects. Oh, yeah, Australia's in the news again. And whatever's on your mind, such as Marianne in Chicago. So you're kicking it off tonight, Marianne. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, Raleigh. I talked to John a bit. I'm really impressed with his progress.
Yeah, me too.
He's got me going. I'm close to ditching the walker.
Yay.
I was at therapy today, and they had me walk quite a bit with the cane.
Uh-huh.
And do some exercises at the bar and just stand without holding anything. And they said I was doing really, really good, which I was happy with. I can't get into a pool yet, though.
Oh, you will.
I know, but my incision's too new, they said.
Oh.
I can't even take a bath, so
okay.
I can take a shower, but I can't soak that incision.
Right, I can understand that until it heals enough so that the water won't be breaching it, sure.
Right. And another thing, I was playing some games on my tablet today, and I went on to WGN.com. Well, you're a cutie pie.
Well, once upon a time I was.
So. Oh, my gosh. one of my girlfriends listens to you on and off, and I sent her the most recent picture of you, and she goes, oh, she's real young.
Yeah, it's a really old picture.
And then I saw the one when you were a blonde.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm still technically, I guess, a blonde, although it's more white than anything now. But that picture...
Aren't we all?
Yeah, right. I'm trying to think. I think that picture was 2008, so it's been a while.
Oh, okay. But for some reason, you looked really familiar to me. I don't know why.
You're not alone. People have told me that all my life. They're like, I know who you are, and then they think about it. It's like, no, they don't. You know, just
well, I don't know. I have like this facial recognition thing, and my friends are amazed. I'll say, "Oh, that person was on that show." No, they weren't. Yes, they were. Let's look that up.
Wow, I'm no good at that at all. Not
I
at
mean,
all.
It goes from like America. I found one woman on one of the CSI programs. Was now on one of the PBS British shows.
Wow.
And I recognized her from that, even though she didn't have an accent. She had a British accent on that show. But, when I looked at your pictures, I was like, wow, I almost feel like I know you from somewhere.
I don't know. The closest I got was working in Rockford 31 years ago. Closest I got to Chicago.
I was at the clock tower around that time, so you never know.
I lived right by the clock tower, actually.
Oh, wasn't that a great place?
Oh, yeah, with a time museum and all that. Of course it was.
Oh, my gosh. And then I went and saw a musical there, and...
Yeah.
Of course, I hit the pool and the jacuzzi, but...
And it was convenient to I-90, so it was an easy on and off.
Yes, it was. Yep. As a matter of fact, my bowling league, all 40 of us, every year we hop on a bus and go to one of the state tournaments, and we stayed at the clock tower.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. It was nice, boy. It was never the same after we left.
Well, there is that, but yeah... Yeah, sad. Sad that so much of Rockford has passed into the great beyond.
Yeah, everything has, like you said, with the food places.
Oh, God, I know.
And speaking of that, if you've ever tried to Google the recipes of some of these places.
Well, you know, I have, and sometimes they have like the, you know, taste like, but, and in the case of Cajun Joe's, I've never come up with anything for Cajun Joe's corn muffins. I'll have to try again and see if someone put them on, but nobody even remembers the chain existed.
Yeah, were they around here?
They had one in Rockford, actually. But most places, they didn't have for more than about 20 minutes. I mean, literally, it went away. And they have other things named Cajun Joe's now, like in New Orleans or in Texas. But those are not the same things.
No? Oh, wow.
It's just a name. So,
I miss Popeye's dropping their Cajun rice.
Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah. I could eat that by the bucket.
Popeye's is now, isn't it owned with churches now or something? They keep changing.
Yeah, I don't know. Just like all the hospitals, they all have new names and owners, too.
Yeah, that's a little more scary than churches. So, I think that churches was acquired by Popeye or something, but I'm sure now it's owned by, you know, some type of venture capitalist, aren't they all?
I'm sure. But, well, I wanted to make a request.
And what would you like to hear?
Well, I hope you don't mind playing for me because it's one of my personal songs. It's one of my, what I call my breakup songs.
Uh-oh.
By Boston, More Than a Feeling.
Oh, probably I won't play that, no.
Oh, because you know the main line is, I see my Marianne walking away.
Yeah, no. See, in fact, I actually got a nice email from Amanda saying, stop requesting, get back to your R&B and doo-wop. And yeah, probably a fairly good idea. I want to stay away from things like Boston.
Okay, I thought maybe because I'm finally walking on my own.
No, yeah. Well, pick something good that's a doo-wop song and we'll play it for you.
Well, why don't you pick something for me? Pick something that you, me, and Scotty would like.
Oh, and something that has to do with walking, huh? Okay, I'll look for it.
25 miles from home now.
Yeah, well, it won't be that. All right, I'll pick something, and thanks, Marianne, I appreciate it.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, but coming up next, we got to play some Joao Donato. Yeah, sadly, because he's no longer with us. And I do have a favorite by him coming up on WGN Radio. Thank you. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. There's a very young Sergio Mendez, yeah, when he was a kid living in Niterói, and he was playing a Joao Donato composition, Vito Avantade. Yeah, to be at a disadvantage over life. My all-time favorite Joao Donato record, and I know that that he wrote that no one who's doing an obit on him will play that, but it's the one I love. But the interesting thing about Donato was he was not only prolific, but he spanned so many different forms of music that pretty much whatever you wanted, you could find something in which he was involved. And for me, it was those early days, that late 50s, so when he was, doing that kind of stuff. And everybody, in terms of Brazilian artists, Gal Costa and Gilberto Gil and so many others recorded his stuff, and he did collaborations with and so much more. And sadly, he died, but 88 years old. It was a life well lived. And unlike some of his compatriots, he was as flamboyant as it got. He was one of those larger-in-life, extroverted kind of guys. And so, a lot of people enjoyed him over the years personally as well. But musically, like I said, whether it was James Brown or Jimi Hendrix or, Antonio Carlos Jobim, he was involved with it, and starting with samba and then bossa nova and all the way to current stuff. So, 88 years old. Rest in peace, Joao Donato. And, thanks for Muito Avantade, because it is one of my all-time faves. So, 888-876-5593 takes us to Marlo, and Marlo it says he's in Missouri. Really? Okay. So hello, Marlo.
Hi there.
Oh, and it's she. I'm so sorry, Marlo.
What?
I say, and it's a she. I said he. It's a she.
Oh, yes. No, it's a she. I called Thursday night, and we didn't have time, so I call back tonight about the guilty thing, the email that you got.
Yes.
I guess the first question has to be, whatever the parents are offering this emailer or giving her, does she need it?
Well, I think in some cases the answer is yes, but for people who weren't listening, the emailer had written because her parents are toxic to the point where they are literally demeaning her every way, shape, and form. But one of the things was they had given her things in the past, like a car, that they now, when she doesn't behave the way they want, they take it back. And so,
right.
In terms of do you need it, well, I guess that has to be kind of framed with, is it worth the price you'll pay? You know, for me,
that's right.
I wouldn't take anything.
That's exactly what I was going to say. If she needs it, then she needs to find a way to extricate herself very quickly from needing it.
Right.
But I want to tell you a little story of what happened to me and how I solved it. When my daughter hit about 12 or 13, this is lots and lots of years ago, girls, teenage girls get that mouth, and she has a temper very much like her father. And they would get in arguments, and they said things to each other that I would have never said to anyone. And I constantly jumped in the middle of the conversation, oh, sweetheart, your dad really didn't mean that. Oh, no, she said to me earlier today, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So finally, I got tired of it, and I sat them both down on the couch, and I said, look, I owe you an apology. I have prohibited you two from learning how to get along. From now on, I'm going to walk out of the room. Or we lived in Southern California in L.A. So, or if we're in the car, as soon as we stop at a stop sign or a stoplight, I'm going to get out of the car. I upheld my end of the bargain. And oddly enough, they learned how to get along.
Oh, that's great.
So what I might suggest is any way that she could frame, look, Mom and Dad, you've been giving me lots of things, and I appreciate that, but I just want us to be the way we used to be, Mom and Dad and daughter, and have tea and whatever it is we used to do. Mm. So if you have extra money, why don't we find a good charity? If you have extra things, let's give them to the church. And then if she defines it and upholds her side of the bargain, then even if they died tomorrow, she let them know she just wanted to be in an honest relationship with them. And that might not work, but that's my idea.
No, well, it's interesting. And what you said at the end is if they die tomorrow, that was her conundrum, because she feels that guilt of, oh, my God, they're getting older and all this. Now, not only that, I don't know her personally. She's a listener just like you are. But from what she wrote to me, she grew up in a dysfunctional alcoholic home.
And oh, so, me too. Yes.
So okay. therefore, I don't think she wants to go back to having it the way it was. That's sort of like the horror. But I am 100% on the same page. Is she cannot afford to take anything from these people, because if there's something tangible hanging in the balance, there's no way she's going to get that righted.
Right, and then when she doesn't have to take that, she can then define the relationship.
Right.
And even if it's, you know what, how about we get together once a month and let's go have burgers? You know, whatever
right.
that works for her
right.
so that she can define it and then not feel guilty. I think that might be a good choice.
I agree. And you're right. If she defines it, makes the offer, keeps the door open, and they decide not to walk through it without being, judgmental or abusive, then
mm-hmm.
that's their doing, not hers. So,
right,
yeah.
because she offered. So yeah.
yeah.
So
yeah.
that was just my idea.
No, that's great, and I hope that she is listening, because it's tough. I think as parents get older, especially when there are issues, it becomes very muddy emotionally. But no matter what the situation, for God's sakes, don't be dependent financially on them in any way, shape, or form.
Right. You yeah. are absolutely right.
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it, Marla.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. It's tempting, believe me, but you just have to say no, because, you know, I always say you're living in the mall of life and everything has a price tag. Usually it's not financial and nothing ever goes on sale. And I guess all misery is about, are you trying to shoplift the mall of life? Are you not willing to pay the price? Because if you are willing to pay the price, then, you know, sit down and shut up and do it. But if you're not, then don't take whatever it is you're being offered. And it doesn't have to be something tangible, even non-tangible. Everything has a price. All right, so 888-876-5593. I'm going to look up to see whether, in fact, those corn muffins from Cajun Joe's are online. But I don't think so. I really don't think so. Yeah, fast food of days gone by. And much more, whatever's on your mind, coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Those are the Solitaires. Yeah. New York doo-wop at its finest on Old Town 1957. Walking Along, probably their best-known record, but there were tons of them. They formed in Harlem in 1953 and were singing really on the oldies circuit till just a couple of years ago. And past members include pretty much a zip code. And I kid you not. And Herman Curtis was part of the foundation of that. And I think one of them wound up working for Hal Jackson, who was a disc jockey, later, of course, a communications executive. But he was on WLIB at the time. And it was Hal Jackson who introduced him to Hi Weiss, who owned Solitaire. And so that's how they got on that label. But when, for a while, of course, they were passe, like all of the oldies acts, quote-unquote oldies acts. But what happened as of the 70s is that you really wound up with so much of the oldies circuit nostalgia and all that back that they literally were performing until about 2019. So, sadly, they were booked to play the Paramount in 1959, and they were going to open for Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper. Well, I don't have to tell you what happened before that concert could happen. Sadly, the plane crash did. So, as I say, though, just an amazing number of oldies performances after that. So, but when it all comes down to it, the Solitaires and Walking Along, just a classic. Yeah. And Lou Reed actually mentioned the Solitaires as being a big influence for him, along with the Mellows. All right, so 888-876-5593. I will get, by the way, before the night is over, since I brought it up, the UFO, the Unidentified Floating Object in Australia, because that's an interesting story. But we'll also get back to a chicken of days gone by. Yeah, Cajun Joe's. I can't find that recipe anywhere. And for the corn muffins, and I've looked. But yeah, in like 1990, that's when Fred DeLuca at Subway opened the first Cajun Joe's, which had been, I think, a regional, like a Boston deal or something. And he was going to do it nationally. And there were a lot of them that were slated to open in Tampa and in Fort Lauderdale. And literally within a few years, it was over. And I do not remember what it was that took them out, but I know there were lawsuits as well. But yeah, I don't care. I just want the recipes. Like I could make them. All right, Eduardo in Tampa, welcome to WGN Radio. What's up tonight, Eduardo?
Oh, thank you for playing Joe Donato.
Oh, yeah.
I need to go back and listen to more. I got a nice article on there. So I'm going to, they mentioned some songs on there, but I got to go back and listen to that.
Yeah. So what else?
Yeah. Oh, you were talking about tacos. When I was in Chicago, I go to Oak Brook and they had this place called Cilantro and they had every kind of taco there. And you could do like a dinner with rice and beans.
Yeah. Sounds good. Now, was this a one-off? Was this an individual store, or was it a small chain, or what was the deal?
Yeah, they had a couple of locations, but the one I would go to was the one at the Oak Brook Mall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But,
well,
I missed that.
I'll bet you do, because there aren't any in Tampa. But you do have Skyline Chili not all that far from you, so you'll have to introduce yourself to that.
Right, right. The reason I was calling is customer service. I noticed, you know, whether it's an air conditioner not working in a hotel or these people that were stuck on that Delta flight in Las Vegas with no air.
Right. Right. And they probably haven't heard the end of that. The flight attendants got sick and all that kind of stuff. It was not good. And the temperature outside was 114 degrees. And I have no idea what the temperature was inside, but I can't imagine several hours on the tarmac. Who decided that was okay?
Yeah. I even was watching the Salvation Army, taking care of the homeless over there in Phoenix, because they're out there too in that heat.
Sure, but I mean, why didn't that plane? I understand the economic logistics of it, but that aside, why didn't that plane taxi back to the the tarmac? As far as that goes, and what they were saying is you can deboard, but it may take several days to get another flight to Atlanta. No. No, this is not an answer. The answer should be everybody is getting off this plane.
Yeah, and I saw a news clip today, and they had like four or five airlines where they had like a bunch of delays.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Well, when you're seeing flight attendants wheeled off the plane on a stretcher with an oxygen mask, that should tell you all you need to know. And I can't believe for a minute that Delta is not going to have a hell of a pushback, literally, because of this. And ultimately, the flight was canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And no, Delta's looking into the circumstances that led to the uncomfortable temperatures. No, when the temperatures start to rise, you say, we're going back to the airport. You know, how the terminal, here we come. I don't understand that, and I have to believe that there is a lot more that's going to happen with this one.
Yeah, because you're tampering with people's health.
Well, their lives. Absolutely their lives. Not to mention their health, because, you know, people were getting nauseous and vomiting, I mean, on top of everything else. So now you're talking about people in the heat sitting among vomit. No, I can't imagine how anybody— involved in this equation could say, that's a good idea. And, of course,
I wonder if they're trying to do kind of cover their PR. It's kind of like a PR cover-up so that it doesn't play bad on the news.
Well, a Fox News field producer was on the flight. So
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
I would say the news is going to get out. You know? You know, the idea that there's no air conditioning and that you are... you know, the pilot is saying, hit your call button if you're having a medical emergency. No, that's the point that you taxi back to, you know, what on earth would, in fact, cause you to think that this was okay?
Yeah, I never, and this is not the first time this happened. I have never understood where these planes get off, leaving these people on like 4 or 7 hours.
Well, I know there's, yeah. Right, there's an economic component in that, and I get this, but I don't care. You've got people who are passing out and vomiting, and now they're coming off in stretchers. No, you've made the wrong choice.
Yeah, yeah. Right away, go back. Yeah.
Right, why not? You know, and the Fox producer had said, well, people could get off, but they were told they wouldn't have another flight. But how could they get off? They're sliding down the chute? I mean, I don't understand. What, they're bringing out a ladder? All right, let's say somebody said, I want to get off. How would they do that?
Yeah.
Well,
let's hope that there's going to be some government intervention. I know some people...
Well, I think more than that, they should be sued.
They
should be sued the hell out of by everybody who was on that flight. You know, money talks. So,
yeah,
sure, the government should be involved, but I think there are probably already lawyers standing by. There's no excuse for this.
Yeah.
What I'd be curious, what we don't know, which is pretty much everything, but what we don't know is whether the pilot, in fact, you know, called to the mothership, called the execs at Delta and said, what do I do? I wonder if he was instructed to stay on that tarmac. Those are the things.
Yeah, let's get the sound on that, the video.
Right, right. Those are things that would come out in discovery if there are lawsuits, but I think there should be. I mean, I don't think you should get to trap people, which is effectively what they did.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Okay, Raleigh.
That's a great great story. Yeah, great for us because we weren't on the plane. Stay cool.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Everybody
right.
Stay cool out there, too.
You
okay.
too. Okay,
have
thanks.
A good evening.
Appreciate it. Yeah, that's over the top. Yes. One more reason I don't get on them. All right, so I know if you listen to the show, you love radio. And if you love radio, you probably know all about Bob Crane. And if not, well, I'll tell you what, he should be knighted. Because years ago, Bob Crane was just as upset about the state of radio reception as the rest of us were in past decades when we realized that reception was just lousy on these radios. And he said, you know, I can do better. And boy, did he. Every radio that Bob Crane has designed has terrific reception, both AM and FM. And I emphasize AM because so many radios, even those that have fairly decent FM selectivity, they spend about a nickel on the AM tuner, if that. Not Bob Crane. Every one of them, just terrific for AM and FM. But more to the point, every one of them has additional features that are unique to that particular model. And the newest addition is the CC Skywave SSB2, that's single sideband 2. I have to say that slowly, single sideband, because a while ago John came to me and said, what's the suicide band? I said, no, single sideband. And actually, in a real emergency, you know, when the proverbial stuff hits the fan in a real big way, the first responders are going to use that single sideband to communicate, the hams and things of that nature. Air traffic controllers use it, a number of other things, a lot, almost like for two-way communications. It's somewhat arcane. You need a radio that is capable of picking it up, and the SSB2 is. So you get terrific AM and terrific FM. And the reception is not only excellent, but the sound for its small size is really nice. When I say small size, it fits in the palm of your hand. It weighs only 8 ounces. And you've got AM, FM, and the single sidewave band, the SSB2. So you also get the weather alert and the weather band. So you'll hear it all. And I think that you'll like this radio. If you go to ccradio.com, ccradio.com, you can read all about the CC Skywave, which can be your everyday AM/FM radio. It can also be your travel radio. And, of course, in a real emergency, you'll hear it first. So it's really the true travel lovers radio, or radio lovers travel radio. Either way, check it out, CC Skywave SSB2. Now, if you can't go online for some reason, you can call them, and they've got great customer service. You can order over the phone lines for all your questions. That's 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. But if you can go online, you'll see great radios and great information as well, including that CC Skywave SSB2. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
And it's fine, and your sweet loving baby is right on time. Ain't no man so bad, he cannot be had. And you got a man walking, baby, facing the floor. And you got a man knocking, yeah, on the wrong door. You got me talking, to myself.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Jackie Wilson, You Got Me Walking, another walking song for Marianne. See, there's all sorts of things that don't have to be Boston that deal with walking. Oh, they're fine records, yeah. One doo-wop, one R&B, and yeah, those are the kind of requests I will take. As for the other stuff, I'm probably going to start to avoid more of them. So, because after all, they're for me. So, as far as you, you get to call and talk about whatever is on your mind, and I would love to hear that, no matter what it is. Fran in Austin, welcome to WGN Radio, Fran. Oh, wait a minute, I just screwed up. Well, geez, so what else is new? Now we can say hi to Fran.
There we are.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was just thinking about a lot of the restaurants that either are gone or just they're around still, but I can't, you know, I don't go to them anymore because I don't go to the places where they are.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to love Bob's Big Boy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and of course, that was a franchise. They weren't always Bob, you know, in South Carolina and Tennessee, they were Shoney's, and someplace they were Ibar's, and Louisville, they were Frisch's, and on.
Oh, yeah, I heard there were a lot of different things. I knew a guy, and that would just drive me nuts. He ate the same thing every day.
Uh-oh.
And it was at Bob's, and it was, you know, I often wondered, you know, what did he do? Because he did that for years and years. I knew he was a friend of my parents, and so, you know, he's quite a bit older than me. But, I mean, for years, he ate the same thing. And that's all. That's the only place he went was Bob's Big Boy, and that's, you know, I forget what that same thing was.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Yeah, I think it was a Big Boy with the bread thing, the extra bread thing out.
Okay.
And something else, and then he'd go. He'd also go in there for breakfast, and he'd get the same thing for breakfast. And he'd go. I mean, they. You know, I don't know what he did because he ate all his meals there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I've often thought, well, I hope he found something else that's, you know. But anyway, and I miss Orange Julius.
Yeah, we were talking about that, and we found some, but just not near you.
Right, yeah, yeah. This, I was surprised because the only one I still knew about before we had discussed that. I was surprised you remember that. That was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, but I do. Well, you know, anybody after fast food, I have a weakness in my heart for that. You know, I have to remember that. Like, I can probably tell you every franchisee a Big Boy, you know.
This yeah.
One. Yeah, the Elias Brothers. In fact, they bought it from Marriott when Marriott bought it in 67. So, yeah. Frisch's, on and on it goes. So, yeah.
And then there are a lot of the places I'll probably never, I don't know if I'll ever get to Felipe's again. I love Felipe's.
Oh, yes. understood.
But, you know, the thing is that, well, and a lot of the, especially a lot of the restaurants in the Bay Area, I still have friends in Southern California that I could go and visit and possibly go to Felipe's with.
Yes, you could.
But
right downtown.
It's like there's no reason for me to go to Northern California anymore.
No, but Southern California, and you could also eat at the Original Pantry downtown. I mean, there's many nice choices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I can't go to Original Joe's anymore.
Right.
Or, you know, some of the other places in the Bay Area that I loved.
Right.
But
I know.
What really bugs me now is that a lot of the restaurants, I like to go to a restaurant where I can sit down and order and get my food brought to me. I just, you know, I don't want to go to these places where I got to go up to a window and, or especially if they've got the kiosk thing, of course. But,
right.
But, you know, I want to sit down once I am planted. I want to stay planted there until I am done with my meal.
Yep.
I don't want to have to get up, go get it. Although they're usually pretty good about, you know, helping and
right,
stuff. Right,
right. But no, I know exactly what you mean. The era of the sit-down restaurant has largely passed, particularly in, like, travel plazas and stuff like that, where they always used to have them. Now you got your choice of 7 fast food places.
Right, yeah. And then there's one restaurant that we used to get chicken fried steak from.
Uh-huh.
And it used to be really good, so we got some recently. There's chicken fried, but where's the steak?
What?
You know, it's like there's so much breading.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that the prices of food, you know, when I buy groceries.
Here, hang on a minute. Don't go away. Okay. I'm running out of time. Stay right where you are, and we'll pick it up right there.
All right.
On WGN Radio.
City streets you used to walk along with me, and every step I take recalls how much in love we used to be. Oh, how can I forget you when there is
always something there to remind me.
I will never be free. You'll always be a part of me. Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. When shadows fall, I pass the small cafe where we would dance at night. And I can't help recalling how it felt to kiss and hold you tight. Oh, how can I forget you? And there is
always something there to remind me. Always something there to remind me.
I was born to love you, and I will never be free. You'll always be a part of me.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That's Lou Johnson. Sadly, is no longer with us. And last night, somebody requested always something there to remind me, and Carol reminded me, but I don't remember who requested it. So, whoever you are, I hope you enjoyed it. Yes, that was a wonderful song, and it was the flip side, though. Yeah, well, so many of that stuff. Actually, long before Bacharach and David became well-known and really famous and all that, Johnson was doing some of their stuff. He was keyboardist in the Brill Building, and he got a contract ultimately with Big Top and Hill and Range Company in the Brill Building, and that's when he met Bacharach and David. And in fact, they wrote his first single, If I Never Get to Love You, which didn't do anything, or You Better Let Him Go, which didn't do anything. His third single was Reach Out for Me, which of course later would become a big hit for Dionne Warwick. But it was the flip side of that Magic Potion, I thought was just, it was also Bacharach and David, that's just a killer, killer record. But my all-time favorite by Lou Johnson was Unsatisfied. Maybe I'll play that later. All right, so we're talking to Fran and Austin about wonderful food of days gone by.
Yeah, oh, I love that version of that song. I haven't heard that one in years.
Yeah, he was so good and so unknown.
Yeah, I was trying to think, you know, who did that? That's, you know, it sounded very familiar. I remember hearing, in fact, you know, that was the first version of that song I ever heard, and I really liked it.
Yeah, Lou Johnson. Yeah.
So, yeah, on that subject, I agree with your emailer.
Oh,
about the music.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking, what are we talking about? Yes.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's right. Don't take requests. You know, just play R&B and soul and the hell with it. If somebody requests R&B and soul, then that'll be fine. Otherwise, forget about it. I think so.
Yeah.
I think we're going
to
go
you're
that
very
way.
Kind to play a lot of things, but it's like, I can hear a lot of that stuff anywhere. I listen. I love, one of the things I love about your show is that I hear things that either I haven't heard in a long time or I hear versions of things that I've never heard.
Yeah.
You know, and things like that. I don't need, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's some things I don't need to hear.
Right. Well, I think we're going to.
I like them, but they're not, you know, I like some of the album rock stuff, but I would not, you know, I don't want to hear that on the Raleigh James show.
Other than the one Aerosmith record I play, Last Child, but
oh,
not sure why, but I love Last Child. I think it's got a good backbeat. So, in fact, every time it comes on, KJ John says, "Wait a minute, why are you playing this?" Because I like it.
You know, that must be interesting because you were saying that you guys like different kinds of music.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't want to hear yours, and you don't want to hear
well,
his.
Well, no, he's tremendously tolerant. He will listen to all of mine. He really will. I just won't listen to any of his.
I see. Okay.
No, he's even developed favorites among mine. He's very, very good at that. I'm the one who's very closed. I don't want to hear any of that crap. And, of course, I have all of it from all those years I was a disc jockey, and I mean all of it, you know, tens of thousands of albums. But those aren't good enough for him because, of course, they were played. He has to buy the pristine versions now. Well, when I see these, and they're like $39 each. I'm like, what? Is it? It's sitting there. No, it's not good enough. It has scratches. Well, who knew? If I knew that, I wouldn't have used it as a coaster. Yeah.
Well, all I can say is that must make road trips very interesting.
Well, no, he's, like I say, he's very kind. And road trips are just me, whatever I want to hear. He just listens to it.
Oh, well, that works.
Yeah, works great for me. So
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, fortunately, Gary and I like, well, we do. There are different things, but you know, there is enough that we both like that we can, you know, probably deal with a road trip.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've always said that Unsatisfied is my favorite Lou Johnson record. Well, did you know that was Edwin Starr's favorite record? Hard to believe, but true. Edwin Starr had said his all-time favorite record was Unsatisfied.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're in good company.
That's
with that,
right.
Okay, well, I will let you go on to other callers.
All right. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it, Fran.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Bye. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And what do we have here? Don in Beloit. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, good evening, Raleigh.
How's it going?
Good, good. Hey, I like your theme of food stuff. You know, who doesn't like that, you know?
Yeah, well, it's sad because
my childhood.
Yeah, we hunger for those places that are no longer there.
Well, I was just going to bring up the ground just because one opened up near when I was a little kid, you know, being able to, you know, throw peanut shells on the floor. I mean, it's crazy. I was like, wow, this place is so cool.
Do you know who started Ground Round?
I do. Howard Johnson's.
That's right. Exactly. Howard Johnson's. Yeah, that should tell you all you need to know. Well, theoretically, they've still got a dozen or so locations.
Right, right.
So,
wow, in their heyday, they were so big around Buffalo, you know, New York. I see there was still a few around New York, but you're right. They, yeah. Their heyday.
And for kids, I mean, they had Bingo the Clown, so how could you not like that?
Bingo the Clown, exactly.
Yeah.
211 restaurants, I guess it peaked at
mid-90s.
Yeah.
I believe it. And, so I think there's less than a dozen now, and they're now more adult restaurants than they are. Bingo's gone, unless he's drinking in the bar.
Right, right. Yeah. Maybe under the table.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I ask you about, Kevin Matthews was on a WGN interview about a month ago. He was on a Saturday with one of somebody.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, for like an hour or two.
Uh-huh.
But did you read that book of his that just came out?
No, what's the book? Tell me.
Well, it's called Broken Mary because it's A Journey of Hope by Kevin Matthews. Did you ever meet him?
No.
You know, as a young person, you know, I worked in a lot of laboratories at the time. And like I see here about 93 was maybe his peak. On the loop AM 1000 in Chicago. He was just crazy, you know, crazy voices, this sportscaster, Jim Shorts personality. I mean, you heard about that.
No, the first time I had heard of him, he was working for Doubleday's KWKFM in St. Louis. And then from where I think he went to Grand Rapids. And then he was,
right.
You know, LAV. And then I guess he was calling Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer doing impersonations and stuff. But no,
right.
I never met him because by 86, when he was at KWK, this was after my closest friend Bobby Hattrick was murdered. He was their consultant. So I didn't have any ties to that radio station. I was already out of Billboard. So, no, our paths never crossed.
Okay. Well, his book is called Broken Mary, A Journey of Hope. He got struggled with MS.
Yeah, I heard that.
Later in life. And I think several other things. And he had this chance encounter with a broken statue of Mary that was left in some garbage area by a dumpster.
Okay.
And this led to a long path of all kinds of sufferings he went through and recovery and so on. And I'm sorry I'm not explaining this very well, but it's a great book. It sounds like to me something that I wanted to definitely order and get. I think it came out recently.
No, it's 2017, and you can go to Amazon and get this book for $1.19 plus about $3 delivery. And
sorry,
yeah. Now that you mentioned
it.
I am buying it. So I found a very good copy here. It's $5.50, including free delivery, and I just added it to my cart. It is now mine. So I know people say you can get the books for free. No, if these guys write the books, I want them to at least get something from it. I don't know if they do on these deals, but I just bought it. I placed my order. All right, it's coming. It will be here between July 25th and July 28th.
Well, you talked me into buying it, too. So I definitely had such a great time listening to him as a young man. He just cracked people up so much. It's such a great voices and hilarious. He's just so funny taking it.
Other than writing this book, what is he doing these days?
I think he's kind of semi-retired. I think you're right. I think he's still in the trade a little bit, I think.
Okay.
I should know the answer to that.
I mean, battling MS is a full-time job, and I understand that, but I have a feeling he's probably doing more. And so good for him. I know he had a podcast for a while, but I don't think that's around anymore. But and I haven't heard. So good luck to him. And
maybe.
I can't wait to read his book.
Thank you. Well, thanks for talking to me, and have a great show.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Yeah, so 888-876-5593. One of his bits was encouraging listeners to yell out Freebird at various concerts, you know, even if it was the symphony or Barry Manilow. I think it's great. So good for him. I hope that he is doing better than could ever be expected, and I can't wait to read the book. So we've got Valerie in Warrensville. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Good evening. Good morning. Pick a time zone. How are you today?
I'm here. How are you?
Same sentiment.
All right. So what's up?
Your bumper reminded me that I was planning on calling you and talking to you about Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Okay. I won't play him, but we can talk about him.
Well, I wanted to chat about him for a couple of minutes.
Oh, sure.
I just watched the Jimmy and Stevie Ray Vaughan DVD.
Mm-hmm.
It is very good, mm-hmm. and I learned a lot that I didn't learn from you.
Okay.
And that was the first time I had heard Six Strings Down.
Mm.
And I was hoping sometime in the next 48 hours you'd play it.
Nope.
Because I'd also like to dedicate it to a terminally ill member of my art group on the web.
I do hate to hear that, and I'm sad about that, but nope, no Stevie Ray Vaughan will be played.
Okay, well, I knew there was a slim chance that that you might say yes, and I wanted to take a shot.
Well, sure, why not? And yeah, he has a statue in Austin. That's about all I can tell you. And sadly died in 1990. That was a horrible helicopter crash.
Yeah. Yep,
it was. And he had a vast number of people who absolutely loved him. And that's terrific. I wasn't one of them.
Yeah, I really wasn't aware of him, considering I was, you know, a Pacific Northwest chick at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what Vaughn did what to who and how? Mm. That was my reaction when I heard that he was dead.
Cause oh, yeah.
I didn't know the dude. I wasn't in the blues at the time.
Yeah.
If I was in the blues, it'd be something like Chuck Mangione.
Yeah.
You know, give me a trumpet any day.
No, but I mean, you know, yeah, Monterey Jazz and all sorts of other things. I mean, he had a number of fans. A lot of people at CBS Records. I mean, Greg Geller, who I used to work with, I think signed him at Epic and years later and all that. So he got around, that's for sure, and had a lot of big fans, and good for him.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. One of my friends on my web arts group that I participate in, I just found out, is terminally ill.
Oh. Well, if you can think of some good doo-wop or obscure R&B, we'd love to play it.
Well, I really, you're teaching me R&B, sad to say, because I was basically, you know which ones I try to request, and I know which ones you won't play.
Yeah. Which is most of them.
That's
all right. Well, I'll look for something, and hopefully your friend will beat the odds and prove them all wrong.
Unfortunately, he's terminal.
Well,
he already got himself a termination date.
Oh, so he's decided to go that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and that's absolutely his right. And I understand that completely. Well, then I hope he lives life to the fullest until that date.
He's doing his darndest to do that.
Good.
He hasn't talked about a bucket list, and we don't know exactly how short his time is.
Right, it might be more like a saucer, but that's okay. whatever it is, just whatever he wants to do. That's the nice thing. He can do pretty much anything and won't have to answer to it here, but we don't want him to do anything that he'll have to answer for on the other side. But given that, anything else, sky's the limit.
Yeah, and some of my fellow members are planning on seeing him at the Pearly Gates when they get there.
I don't doubt it. All right.
They've already, so... Thank you for taking the call, and you have yourself a good night.
All right, you too. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you for taking the call.
All right. So, yes, there's a statue, Stevie Ray Vaughan. It's by Lady Bird Lake. I'm not making this stuff up. We got Elizabeth. We got James. We got Sam and Lisa. And hopefully you too coming up. And I haven't forgotten about this unidentified floating thing. Yes. In fact, James called. He's the guy who sent me the link, among many other links. So we'll get to that. And also food that you now hunger for, usually in the middle of the night, and it's no longer there. And these restaurants have gone away, and they wouldn't even leave us the recipes. Yeah. And even some of the restaurants that are still there. Like, what happened all the way around? What happened to that wonderful carrot cake at TGI Fridays? It just disappeared, and they're not giving us the recipe? I figured it was coming back, but now it's been like 20 years. I guess not. So, yeah, let's get that recipe. All that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Don't you turn aside, don't you leave me so unsatisfied. The coldness of your kiss leaves me unsatisfied. Don't make me feel like this. I'm so unsatisfied that it hurts, but it's more than my pride that you have stepped upon. It's heartaches that I face. I'm so unsatisfied, don't you know? That I love you so much that I can't be denied. Give me what I need now. For love I plead now. I'm begging you.
I'm Raleigh James. That was the short-lived Big Top label, which is just terrific. Johnny Beanstalk started that, Freddie's brother, and a number of people were on it, from Don and Juan to Del Shannon and Don Covey, and of course, yes, absolutely, Lou Johnson, and that was a flip side. That was Big Top 101, and no, it wasn't the first record Big Top had by a long shot. They just changed the numbering system. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh. And what do we have? Lisa's in Dundee. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going, Lisa?
Pretty good. How are you?
All right.
Listen, I was the one that requested the Lou Johnson song.
Oh, and you got to hear two of them.
And I got to hear it, yes. And I was very happy. It's good. A great version of that song.
Yes.
When you were here in Illinois, were you familiar with White Hen?
Yes, absolutely.
Convenience stores?
Yes.
I miss those, if you're talking about food, because they had the best deli sandwiches that they would make for you.
Yes, and that's the key, that would make for you, yes.
Yes, they were all fresh, they weren't pre-made or anything, they were reasonably priced, and that's why I thought they were so superior to like a 7-Eleven.
Right.
Because they didn't have like the Slurpees and the nachos and all that stuff, they just had the deli, and then whatever, you know, you ran out of at home, they would have.
Right.
And they had good coffee, I suppose. I don't drink coffee, but, you know.
It was interesting because there's a chain in Philadelphia, Wawa, that does that too. 24 hours a day, and the best sandwiches they make while you wait there. Same exact kind of deal. And sadly, Wawa at least is still around. White Hen, I guess they were acquired by 7-Eleven, and I think the last one was 2013.
Yeah, there was one right by my house here, which I just used to love. And, yeah, they've been gone a while. And it's such a shame because we just, you know, it was just a sandwich. You didn't have to go to, like, a,
yeah.
I don't know.
No, I know.
You know what I mean? It was just a
Absolutely. And that's why I say Wawa, same exact deal. And they still have that in Philadelphia all the way down. I think now they got one in North Carolina. But I miss those terribly. In fact, one of the houses we lived in was adjacent to a Wawa, and we thought that was the biggest selling factor. So,
and they have those down south, too, don't they? I believe they...
You know, I don't know if...
brothers mentioned those from Atlanta.
I don't know if they've expanded that far, but maybe. I'm going to have to look up. I know they, about 20 years ago now, started to have gas. They didn't used to have gas. They just used to be convenience stores. But they're now gas stations. But, yeah, they're from Wawa, Pennsylvania, which is actually a place in Delaware County. And so now I have to look, find out where are... I just looked up Wawa, so they should have one. Where are you? Don't tell me about us. Tell me where you are. Find a Wawa. Let's find a Wawa. Let's see. This is, of course, just terrible to do because, of course, I'll be even more hungry. Let's view a list of stores coming soon. Oh, they do have some in Florida. How about this? Opening in the summer of 2023, one in Jacksonville and one in Hollywood and one in West Palm Beach and Loxahatchee. What made them think of that? And Orlando and Oakland Park in Jacksonville. I know where all these places are. Another one in Jacksonville. Northport, Port Charlotte. Oh, West Coast. St. Augustine. St. John's, one in Miami, I guess. Fort Myers.
Is there something in Georgia?
There probably are. Let's look at. I'm just looking at opening summer of 2023. It seems like everywhere in Florida is opening summer of 2023. So there's a lot of them. So let's see. New openings: Maryland, New Jersey, Virginia. All right. So we have to find out now if there are any.
Or you know, it could have been Alabama. He has a lake house in Alabama.
I don't know.
And it might be the Wawa that he used to stop at on the way from Atlanta to Alabama.
Well, let's see if they have any in Alabama. I don't know of any there at all. Well, they don't claim they do. They're not willing to admit it. So let's, which I
might still be considered Georgia. I don't know.
Yeah, they got a lot in Florida. I mean, amazing amount in Florida. I don't know what caused that, but let's try Georgia. Georgia, USA. All right. Yeah, you know, as opposed to Russia or something, I guess. But no, I guess they really want to control Florida because I don't see I don't see any Georgia either. I see Virginia, quite a bit of Virginia. But mostly they were, you know, Philadelphia area and New Jersey. Yeah.
Well, and the only other thing I miss as far as food is the chili cheese burrito at Taco Bell.
Oh, don't you hate it when they make something like that and it's just for a brief period of time and then they take it away?
Yeah, well, it used to be on the menu all the time.
Right, but then it went away. That's right.
And then they would bring it back, you know, for a couple weeks or whatever.
Yeah. Right, to tease you. Yes.
Yeah, it was the best item on their menu.
And chili cheese burrito. It sounds sounds lovely.
It was just the wrap and the chili and the cheese. That onions, I suppose, if you wanted it. But it was good chili. It was. I mean, I know Taco Bell, everything tastes the same, but.
Well, no, you have those favorites. Like 40 years ago, Carl's Jr. came out with the chicken fried steak burger, and it was truly a delight. And it was heart attack on a plate, I'm sure. But that was another thing. Just after I was really hooked on them, they took them away.
See?
Yeah, I know. I wish they'd just leave us recipes. Not that I could make a chicken fried hamburger, but you know, no. I'm sure somebody could. Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's very, and then sometimes they keep the item, but they change it somehow so that it's not quite as good as it used to be.
Right, they improve it right out of your life.
Exactly. They do some change, and it's just not the same.
Yeah, or they have something that I thought the TGI Friday carrot cake was like a favorite that everybody liked, and it just disappears. And, you know, I thought, oh, it's got to be coming back. Nothing.
No.
Yeah. And they have recipes on. They have recipes online, but you know, I don't think
so.
Yeah, right. I don't think so. So
I've done that too. Looked, you know, I used to love. We don't have these either anymore. Jack in the Box.
Oh yes,
Jack in the Box Super Taco.
Yes, they're all over here. Yes.
Yeah, and they have recipes because it was always the beans and the meat and everything was always mixed together and then it was deep fried. It was really horrible for you.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. No,
but it was so good, especially if you were out drinking a little bit.
Right. You don't even have to drink it. It is good. And actually, it varies location to location. I have a favorite one in Apache Junction, and that's the one that I always stop for the tacos. And at one point, I thought, I ought to see what's in them. And then I thought, no, I better not. So
yeah,
I have
a recipe online. You can make them, but I wouldn't try.
No.
I don't think it's going to turn out.
No.
I know whenever Burger King offers their tacos, they're very similar.
Yes, that's what I've heard. Yes.
Yeah, but not the same, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. So you know what I really hate? I just looked up the TGI Fridays carrot cake, and they've got all these recipes. The problem is they're all different. Well, they can't all be right. So, yeah.
But you don't want to start grating carrots and everything.
Well, no. You know, I mean, it's one of those nasty things I'll have to call the fire department and all that.
Did you ever use Gold Belly? Maybe Gold Belly has.
What's Gold Belly?
Gold Belly is it's online, and you can order food that, you know, like you can order Lou Malnati's pizza, and you can order all sorts of things from all across the United States.
Yeah, we have
it's
that here, by the way. Oh, it is?
I don't know if they would, you know, if there's another TGI Fridays that maybe.
No,
still
none
has
of them have. They're all gone.
They're all gone.
This is at least 2 decades, probably longer. Just gone.
Oh.
Yeah. So if they won't make it for me, I guess it's not going to work.
No, then they probably won't have it on GoPro.
Yeah. Either, but nice to know. God, it'll be the road to ruin. I can see it already.
If you want to look at some good food, check Gold Belly.
Yeah.
Up.
Oh, thanks for that,
yeah.
I think.
All right.
All right.
All right, Raleigh.
Good to talk to you. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. All right, Elizabeth in Rock Falls. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How's it going?
You?
All right. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Mr. Chavez has been up to his old tricks.
Oh, no. He's not. Has he found new ways to eat?
Yes.
He
chewed up 6 rolls of toilet paper. Didn't eat them, just chewed them up while I was in the living room reading a book.
6 of
and
them.
And today I brought home a library book, and while I was washing dishes,
uh-oh,
I heard this noise, and
uh-oh,
he had chewed part of the book off.
Oh, no.
So I have a big price to pay for that, I think.
Is it a current book? I mean, is it a book that's maybe quite old? Can you claim that, you know, it fell apart on the way home?
No, it does not look like it fell apart.
It spontaneously combusted in the trunk. You know, something. Oh, man.
Well, anyway,
Mr. Chubb. So this is Mr. Chubb's way of saying he's not getting enough fiber?
But he doesn't eat the stuff. He just chews it up and spits it out.
Well, that's right, because he wants to eat, and since you won't let him eat, he'll chew.
That last song you played, Unsatisfied.
Yes.
That's the same song.
Poor Mr. Chubbs. So is he losing weight still?
I don't think so.
he's kind of plateaued, has he?
I think so.
Uh-huh. All right, and you're still starving him, obviously, because he's eating library books.
No, he doesn't eat it. He
just rips it up, the toilet paper. 6 rolls, huh? Did he unroll them so that the entire room is covered with toilet paper?
No, he just chomped into each one. So
you're actually kind of lucky. It could have been much more of a cleanup than it was. Oh, dear.
Well, what I miss, this is really strange, but I miss drive-ins.
Oh,
you used to be able to go to a movie and then just drive in.
Right, of course, yes, and get all sorts of things bed for you. Sonic, of course, still has them, and you can get hot dogs and stuff. Sonics are everywhere, I think. But yes, I remember drive-ins fondly.
Usually pretty little high school girls would come out and then take your order and then bring this tray out and clamp it on the window.
Yes, absolutely. And you'd order through the speaker and the whole deal. And in the real hotsy-totsy places, they'd come out in roller skates.
I've heard of that, too, but I don't think they did it here.
Oh. Yeah,
and
right.
And then when my son was a teenager, of course, he was a teenager, so he went one night and he brought home a glass mug.
Oh.
And the next morning, the manager, the owner of the place, came knocking on the door asking for his last mug.
Oh, jeez. Man. Well, that's a fairly low volume restaurant if the guy knew where his mugs went. So, if you look around, you'll still find drive-ins, I think, in most places.
Well, not around here, I'm sorry to say.
Drive-ins near Rock Falls. Okay. I'm going to look. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. See if we can find one coming up on WGN Radio.
I'm going to do all the things for you a man wants a girl to do.
I think that's my favorite version of that song. Of course, Dee Dee Warwick had it first, but then Madeline Bell, and that was on Phillips, and what a terrific song that was. She was from Newark originally, but had most of her success in the UK, actually, around the time of that and later. And then, of course, the Supremes and Temptations. It was just off the charts hit. But I thought Madeline Bell was the best, and I played it because Madeline Bell is turning 81 this weekend, and she's living in Spain now and still very much with us. So hope it's a happy weekend for Madeline Bell. We'll pick it up with there with Elizabeth and Mr. Chubbs next. We'll see what he's eating during the news. All this and more coming up for another hour right here on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, The Parliaments. Yeah, one of the best lyrics of all time. My anger clouded my judgment, and I saw a red flash, and my mouth wrote a check that my heart couldn't cash. Poetic, I'll tell you what. And George Clinton was the co-writer of that. Yeah, he might be known, along with James Brown and Sly Stone, as some of the foremost innovators of funk. But as far as I'm concerned, it was for those lyrics that I'll forever love George Clinton, who turns 82 this weekend, Saturday, and is still with us. Grew up in Plainfield, New Jersey, born in North Carolina, but founded, of course, the Parliaments, who later became Parliament and Funkadelic and P-Funk and everything else. And, yeah, and still active to this day. All right, so happy, happy birthday to George Clinton, and thanks for Don't Be Sore at Me on Rebelot, a flip side of All Your Goodies Are Gone. So we're talking to Elizabeth in Rock Falls, and Mr. Chubbs has plenty of time to have eaten several things during the news. And what has he downed in the last 7 minutes?
He's patiently waiting for his midnight snack of green beans and carrots.
Aha! Uh-huh. Well, now that's very healthy. Will he be will he be satisfied with that, or are you going to wake up and the mattress is going to be gone?
Well, I hope not.
Yeah, well, I hope you notice before it completely is enveloped. Well, poor Mr. Chubbs. I wish I had behavioral management for dogs advice, but I don't. Of course, for anybody who doesn't know, the delightful Mr. Chubbs, a rescue dog, came a little bit on the hefty side, and it has been Elizabeth's job to get him down to his fighting weight, and he's fighting all right. He's fighting that weight every pound to go. And now, obviously, you've been soliciting advice. What have people been telling you?
I don't know. They don't know what to do either.
Oh, that's not helpful.
He has another appointment on August 4th, so we'll see what the doctor says again.
Now, are you exercising him? Are you going for nice long walks?
We're going for walks, but he pulls my arm so bad that I can't take it for very long, so that's part of the problem.
Now, is there a dog park nearby?
No, no.
That is a real shame because you could let him off leash and just let him run. It sounds like he needs to run.
I have a friend who has a totally fenced-in backyard. Maybe she'd let me run him around there.
Start visiting. This is your new best friend. Show up with Mr. Chubbs. Yeah, he needs to run. Of course, your luck, he'll run around once and then sit down and wait to eat.
I am a failure.
No, oh no, no.
No,
no, no, no, no. There are no failures, and I'm sure Mr. Chubbs loves you dearly already.
Well, I just don't understand. He was so good for the first 2 months, losing weight, not causing any trouble, and then all of a sudden he just turned on me.
Well,
he tries to boss me around. He tells me what time to get up. He tries to tell me what time to go to bed, what time I should eat, what time he should eat.
Yeah, just like
and
a meat.
The funny thing is, he never gets in any trouble when I'm gone. It's only when I'm home.
Well, it sounds like he's decided that he's the alpha dog.
Yes. Definitely.
So you have to figure out how to regain that alpha status.
I'm trying.
Yes, I don't know. I would be lousy at this all the way around. But I know they, the dog whisperer and everybody else, they have all sorts of advice. But yeah, I think you're going to need a little help on this.
I've looked up lots of things online and try them, but nothing seems to work.
Because he doesn't believe you. He believes underneath it all, you're a soft touch. He believes that.
Yes, and he's very stubborn.
Mm-hmm. Because he realizes he can be.
Oh,
there's an answer here. There's an answer here somewhere, and somebody brighter than me is going to have to give it to you. But the vet maybe has some advice. Maybe there's some training you can take him to.
I hope so.
Poor
Mr.
Chubbs.
Did you find a drive in?
You know, I'll tell you, I looked and looked and looked, and no, it's not close. I'll tell you what, found a great one several hundred miles away from you in Wisconsin, but it looks good, too. But you're right. There isn't even a Sonic near you.
No,
Yeah, I mean, there's a drive-in movie theater closer than there is a drive-in restaurant.
Right.
This is unacceptable on all fronts. I don't understand.
I need to move.
Well, maybe. It might be. But yeah, that one, where was it in Wisconsin? I was looking at it. It actually looked like it was a 50s theme. It actually looked like it had real promise until I saw how far it was from Artie and Ed's Drive-In. And but this, yeah, this will be a real road trip. It's an Oshkosh landmark since 1948.
Oh, that's quite a ways.
Yes,
quite
that's
a ways.
ridiculous amount of ways. I mean, I know they have one of those outlet malls in Oshkosh. That's all I know about Oshkosh. But they have the Blast for the Past, unique, authentic 1950s drive-in restaurant with food the way it used to be served, roller skating, car hops, rock and roll your order to your car, or one of our pleasant outdoor picnic tables while your favorite 50s and 60s tunes play in the background. Artie's and Ed serves up frosty big mugs of creamy real draft root beer, old-fashioned soda fountain favorites, and fabulous food. Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. I know. I know. Bring Mr. Chubbs. He'd love it. But, yeah, this is a little far, but it's not that I didn't look up for you, but this was the closest I could find.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm not going to make it up there, I don't
think.
No.
Maybe we can get Artie and Ed to franchise. Yeah, like in Rock Falls. Okay, I'll dream on. So, yeah, but a landmark since 1948. Good for Artie and Ed's, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, it really is.
I have a couple of songs you can, if you rule out one, maybe you'll do the other.
I don't know. Let me hear these.
Well, this one has kind of a doo-wop flavor. Ronnie Millsap, Lost in the 50s Tonight.
Next.
The other one is Curtis Mayfield, Move On Up.
That I might play.
Okay.
All right. Good deal.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it, Elizabeth.
Thanks for talking to me.
Absolutely. Good luck, and keep me posted, and give Mr. Chubbs a big hug when he's not eating something.
Okay.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Oh,
right.
Man. Yeah, so Artie's and Ed's. They started in 1948 after World War II, and it was originally known as the Southside A&W Drive-In, serving little more than A&W root beer. Yeah, you'd think there would be an A&W near. No, I guess not. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh, and Gary is in Austin. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, Raleigh. Talking about food, one of the things I miss about Sonic is when I lived near one in the early 2000s, you could go in there and they had a radio station called Sonic FM.
Uh-huh.
And you could call, I think it was 866 Sonic FM, and make a request. And
oh,
it's kind of
great.
Interesting to hear, because they had jocks and stuff, and they'd have commercials for the Route 44 or whatever drink or whatever the special was. It was kind of cool to hear that. And I thought, you know, the music was kind of all over the road, but it sort of worked. So, you would stay there to see whether you're going to play next, maybe.
Right, right. Yeah, I remember this, and the Sonic Station Radio. Yeah, they did have Sonic Radio. Yeah, and they also, you can look at it, because they applied for frequencies to be able to broadcast this. Obviously not on anything you might own, but you can even look at the ULS, the FCC ULS, and see, like, here's a bunch in Missouri they were applying for. So, yeah,
wow.
they were going to do it upright. So most of the places, I don't think they'd need licenses. But, now, of course, you can't look these up in Texas, as you well know, because if you look up Sonic FM, you get a farm-to-market road.
Yeah, that's right. And but I used to live near a Wendy's, and we could hear the drive-through on the scanner, and that was loads of fun to listen to, especially late at night.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Sonic Live Radio, I think, was the last time, and that's probably been, it was around, I guess, the early 2000s they were trying to develop it again, and I don't know what happened to that.
Yeah, because the one I live near, you know, we moved away from it, and then when we moved back near it, it was gone. So it was kind of interesting to hear while I'm sitting there eating my breakfast burrito and drinking my shake or something.
Here's one that says, in September of 2002, Sonic introduced PartnerNet to its franchisee, an intranet array of services digitally linking all Sonic drive-ins. And the new intranet was by Hughes. Oh, God. And the company's service package was headlined with the introduction of Sonic Live Radio by StudioStream Signature Sound, featuring that toll-free request line, 866-SONIC-FM, and live on-air personalities. And I think it was in beta testing, and they released it to all locations in 2003. And then what happened to it?
Yeah. I don't know, because that was about the time I heard it. We were smoking on up for a few years. So.
Right. They had it. Absolutely. So, that's just telling me that it's coming now. I don't see anything that it went away, but it must have.
Yeah. I kind of enjoyed it in a way. I'm sitting there eating. They went from Elvis to Eminem.
Right.
Everything in between. So it's kind of interesting. Right.
So what on earth? And then, this is interesting. In 2003, they released the comedic reality show The Simple Life, starring Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie. Both, previously with no experience in having a job, had to work at a Sonic in Altus, Arkansas. Well, that's a riot right there. All right, so I don't... Maybe that's what became a Sonic Radio. After that, it was downhill. I don't know. But that's interesting, because after that particular reality show, I don't see a word about Sonic Live Radio. Where are you? Come back. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, bring it back.
That's right.
Hey, because there's a lot of out-of-work radio people they could hire, so,
Here says, listen to Sonic FM Internet Radio online. Well, why would you want to do that? You want to be at the Sonic. All right, so let's see. Yeah. Oh, they have a Facebook page for Sonic Live Radio. That's interesting. Yeah, they do. And it's got the right logo. I mean, and they have a website, sonicliveradio.com. Oh, well, you'll have plenty of things to do after this call. No, it's parked on GoDaddy. Never mind that. Let's go back.
Okay.
Let's go back to the website, Sonic Live Radio. And they talk about Sonic. They're not talking about the radio. So, yeah, but they do have a Facebook page, so that's encouraging. So I don't know, but it says, come by your local Sonic Drive-In today and enjoy music, sonicliveradio.com. Except you can't enjoy sonicliveradio.com because it's not there. So, I don't know.
No.
I guess it's not.
So
I guess
it's not. Eat our chili dogs, listen to our own radio.
That's right.
Or something.
Yeah. Well, bring the internet and listen to me.
So, that's right. That's right. Well, I just ordered from Uber Eats and be done with it.
Yeah, well, there is that. It will be delivered. So
that's right.
Now here's one that says, it says absolutely nothing to do with hot dogs or hamburgers. On the air 24 hours a day, Sonic Radio is an internet station dedicated to black music. All right, but I think they mean current. But anyway, that was for a moment there encouraging. So that's the deal. I guess come and gone, but the hot dogs still remain.
Yeah, the hot dogs are still there. Yeah. That's what I had with. Didn't have enough chili on it. But,
oh, man, you should complain when that happens.
They need to put a lot of chili on their hot dogs because their hot dogs are not the highest quality hot dogs. So,
how would you know? See, I don't really understand how a hot dog and quality are both in the same sentence. How would you possibly know?
I've had some better ones, Hebrew Nationals or Nate's.
Isn't it just how they taste? I don't know what's in those things. I don't want to.
I don't know either. I don't want to know.
No, exactly. So to me, the high quality one's the one that tastes good. I don't want to know what's in it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if you care what's in it, don't eat the hot dog. So,
that's right. Yeah. That's right.
Oh, man. Well, I miss Sonic Radio. Gee, I don't know how I miss that, too, because I do eat there.
Yeah, and it was kind of cool to hear it, you got Sonic commercials and whatever their special was that month, they'd advertise that and all that.
Well, a lot of retailers from time to time will start their own chain-wide radio station, and some of them are just hilarious. They don't mean to be hilarious, but they are. But
The other day you were talking about SCAs, and I remember I got to hear the Physicians Radio Network.
Oh, yeah.
Once when the station that carried it had a, they used to have a silent period on Sunday night.
Yes.
One Sunday night they forgot to turn off the transmitter, so I thought, great, I can hear Physicians Radio Network, so I tune off and I listen to it, and I turn the radio up, and I'm listening to Physicians Radio Network, and I fall asleep until they sign back on.
Oh, God. Loud as hell.
Yeah, I'm sure my neighbors at 5 o'clock in the morning
yes.
will...
right, right. 4 million decibels, that, yes. Oh, yeah. Well, it's funny. When Lifetime Television first came on the air, when CATV was becoming cable, and obviously Physicians Journal Television was buying the Sundays to do their continuing education. And if you wanted, you could watch it. And so I would. And I remember for a while there, somebody called me one day. They said, what are you doing? I said, I'm learning brain surgery. It's so easy when you know you're never going to practice it. So,
yeah.
But it was...
Well, I remember them being the cable health network.
Well, yes, 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 absolutely. But yeah, that Physicians Journal Television on Lifetime was hilarious because it was, you know, I mean, my God, it was really intricate stuff for, I guess, continuing education for surgeons. But I would sit there and just rapt attention watching this. And of course, I'll forever be grateful for continuing education because when I would dumpster dive as a kid to get free tape, all you have to do is go by the doctor's office because, you know, when they threw out the tapes, because that's the way it would come on these 5-inch reel-to-reels, I would scarf those up like nobody's business.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I think I still probably have a couple somewhere. Obviously, it's not on it anymore, but the boxes say it.
And that's all that counts.
Well, right. Yeah, what's on it is, you know, some radio station from God knows when. But yes, because tape was expensive.
Yeah, I used to get magazines on cassettes, and I would...
erase the magazines.
Tape over the holes make air checks with them.
So. Oh, sure. Sure. Well, yeah, by the time cassettes came up, this was now cheap. You could do it. But back when it was all reel-to-reel, man.
Oh, yeah.
It got pricey.
Yeah,
all right. Well, it was wonderful to talk to you as always.
Okay. Great. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks. Appreciate it. So,
bye.
888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Donna Hightower. It was Amanda who wrote and asked about her. And I knew her because she had toured a lot with Louis Jordan, who I just loved as far as that goes. But she's originally from Caruthersville, Missouri, but really early blues in Chicago. She was working at a diner, and a writer with the Chicago Defender newspaper saw her and got her a booking at the Strand Hotel, Little Donna Hightower. And from there, she got a deal with Decca, and that you just heard, I Ain't in the Mood, was her first single in 1951. And then she went to RPM, the Beharie Brothers subsidiary of Modern, and like I say, toured with Louis Jordan and sometimes opened for B.B. King and Johnny Mathis. And nothing that she made ever really charted. But I Ain't in the Mood certainly did well, 1951, on what they would call the sepia charts at the time, you know, the race charts. But beyond that, not much. By the end of the 50s, really, that was it. She was working for a music publisher in New York and doing demos of songs, including stuff that was later recorded by people like Peggy Lee and all. And she had a couple albums on Capitol that in the late 50s that were around. But and then, like many many performers, did a lot of stuff in England and Europe and came back to the U.S. and was living in Austin for several years before, sadly, she died in 2013, and 86 years old. So last performance was in Spain in 2006, so that's Donna Hightower. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And we've got Sam and Gurney. What's up, Sam? We lost Sam. All right. Well, Sam waited a long time, and I sure appreciated that. He did some Elvis covers, if you remember. We had some on the show. So, Sam, call me tomorrow night. And Cindy has a request. Well, let's see what this is. Are you still there, Cindy?
I'm still here. I don't know if you're going to play it. I think it's from the 60s. I heard it on the oldies station, and I cried myself sick thinking of my boyfriend. But anyhow, because he passed away, but anyhow, this song is not what, you know, I don't think of it as what you would think. I think of it as just the opposite. It's, I don't know if you're going to play. It's that song, It Ain't Me, Babe, It Ain't Me.
Oh, yeah, the Turtles. No, I'm not playing any Turtles records, sorry. Not going to do it.
Okay.
But, yeah, you can hear that anywhere, including all over the internet. Yeah, the Turtles on White Whale. It's absolutely available, and it was a big hit. I don't play any Turtles record. No Flo and Eddie, none of that stuff.
But the reason I wanted it is I did everything for my boyfriend, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, I get that. I mean, we're just not going to play the soundtrack of it, but yeah.
All right, and I, you know, your husband said you don't go to, would you ever, I think there's going to be a new Buddy Holly movie. Would you go to that?
Probably not. I'm not big in the visual arts, so I might at some, I might at some time hear it, but I probably won't see it.
I'm going to have my second childhood in the next couple weeks.
All right.
And go to my third or fourth childhood and go to the Barbie movie, and then I'm going to the beach. But you know what happened? I was so shocked. Someone drowned at the beach that I go to. It's the beach in Glencoe.
Really?
It costs like $20 to get in, but it's such a nice beach.
Well, I wouldn't imagine it was from a rip current. What did the person die from?
I thought they were trying to save someone. I don't go, you know, I used to be on the swim team when I was young, but I can't go on the water. I mean, on the one side, it's like such a deep drop. I went in once and could barely get out. I just lay on the shore and let the waves roll over me, and that's my thrill.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Is this the fellow who lived in Winnetka, a father who drowned trying to rescue his child?
I don't know if it was his child. It happened about a week ago.
Right. And apparently he jumped into the lake and a child fell off a raft. I don't know if it was his or not, but a child fell off a raft and apparently he didn't make it. That's a shame.
Yeah, it was a shame. Yeah. You know, it was just, you know, it really hit home. Well, it's a really nice beach. They have showers and everything. And
Sure. Well, stuff happens, and you know, water's a funny thing, especially even people who drive through you know, water that they think isn't a problem. It can carry them away and kill them. You just never know.
We had really bad storms here.
Yeah, it happens. Well, very, very sad. But rest in peace to your boyfriend. But we will avoid the turtles.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Okay,
all right.
Bye.
Yeah, and so I think we'll stick to that. And since Amanda wasn't the only one, I had several people who wrote and said, please, 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 you know, this is where we want to hear doo-wop and R&B and the stuff you want to introduce us to. We don't, we surely don't want to hear the Turtles. Okay, I'm with you. Absolutely with you. All right, so, Sam is back. All right, so Sam, you're back.
I am, Raleigh. Thanks so much for accepting me.
Sure.
But yeah, you know, I did a song a while ago for I had a friend that passed away, a girlfriend from high school, and I did a cover song for her, and it got a really good reception. I didn't post it, but my sister posted it to her Facebook page, and she got like 550 hits in one night, and she said, you know, Sam, I really think you should, you know, call. She goes, I know you listen to that Raleigh James. You should probably call her and see if maybe she'd play it, and then I was talking to some friends in Lake Geneva, and they said, I think you should call her and let her play it. So I don't mean that. Like, I'm not being arrogant. Like, you have any reason you'd want to play it. I just mean they said that they thought that you might like to hear it, and I said, well, All right. I mean, it takes me a lot to get a little bit of guts, but I was calling you to see if you'd be willing to or care to listen to it.
Are you going to sing it live for us?
I can't do that, but I did do it in the studio, and I could play the recording over the phone.
That won't work. Email me the recording so we can play it with better fidelity.
I don't have the capacity to do that. If I could do that, I have it keyed up right now.
Yeah,
it'll
sound terrible on a phone.
It really will.
I don't have
the capacity to do it by email.
I'll tell you what. I'll bet you one of your friends who suggested that you do that easily could do that for you. And all they have
could I get a copy to you?
Yeah, send it to Rolly@Rolly.net. Rolly@Rolly.net.
Rolly@Rolly.net.
And that's it. And I'm sure one of your buddies can easily do that. And then we don't want to give it short shrift. We want it to have the best quality it can have.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that very much. And I wasn't all up for it, but after they gave me the push, I thought, what the heck?
Why not? You know, I mean, we play Johnny D's songs, so, he sings them right on the air, but you don't have to sing them it's pre-recorded by all means.
Yeah, and I was going to, my thought was to dedicate it to Johnny D and Stacy and Algonquin and Marcus Lee and Marcus Hook and you and John.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I'll look forward to, I'm going to watch for the email, and I absolutely will play it.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it, Sam. Yeah. Yeah. Because holding the phone up to some device of audio will not sound good. That's I can guarantee that. All right. Speaking of Leah in Marcus Hook, how's it going, Leah?
All right. How's it going with you, Rolly?
All right. I sent you an answer to your email.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I was I was calling because of the other email that I sent you about with the pizza box.
You said
to call in and remind you about the story.
Yes.
Of New Orleans.
Yes. Yes. All right. So Leah sent me a picture of the warning on the pizza box that said, open the box before eating the pizza, right? It does make you wonder, doesn't it? But no, I remember very well when I was in my 20s and it was some convention, I think, a broadcast promotion association or something, a long, long, long time ago. And we all went out to one of those fancy bedancy New Orleans kind of restaurants that they have in the Boca Raton. And so, you know, you were ordering different things. And I ordered something in French that I guess meant fish in a bag. And so the fish showed up. And I looked at it, and, you know, it was right there on the plate, and there were other things around it, and it was in a bag. I didn't realize. I thought maybe the bag was, like, breading. And I'll never live it down because I had a piece of the bag.
Oh, was it a paper bag?
Yes, it was. It was a brown paper bag.
Get out!
Yes. Yes. This was New Orleans. And I'll tell you what, the seasoned promotional guys, they thought it was the funniest damn thing they ever saw.
What did it taste like?
A bag. Well, you weren't, see, the deal was you weren't supposed to eat the bag, but I didn't know that.
Oh my God.
I think it was called something like en papillote or something. I mean, there was a word for it, like pompano en papillote. I don't remember, but basically it meant it's in a bag.
Yeah, there's a Cajun word for it, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so, it was something like Broussard's or something. I don't remember where it was, but it was absolutely, and I'm sure that in papillote, I remember that like it was yesterday, they put it in paper. And, well, hell, I didn't know. And,
you didn't know?
No, I didn't know. And so you were supposed to cut open the parchment and roll it back with a fork. And,
parchment. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then, but it was a paper bag. And apparently,
it was a paper bag.
Yeah. Maybe it was Antoine's, as they called it. Maybe
oh,
that's.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I've heard of that place.
And the deal was that the papillote, the bag, swells up like a balloon during the cooking process.
Oh, and that keeps the moisture in, probably.
Yeah, and
probably.
Depending on the restaurant, they can use parchment or foil or a regular paper bag. Well, in this case, a regular paper bag. And, yeah, absolutely. And I had a nice big bite of the bag.
And they were all laughing at
you. Oh, yes, yes. I was the entertainment. No doubt about that. You know, but
you were the comic relief that night.
I was. I just didn't know. So when you said, God. You know, open the box first, I thought, you know, maybe this isn't bad advice. And so.
Oh, come on. How could anyone try eating a pizza without opening the box? I don't understand that warning at all.
Well, it does make you wonder what caused it. Because all these warnings have happened because of something.
That's what I was thinking of when I saw it on Facebook. I was like, I got to send this to Raleigh.
Yeah, yeah. But I looked at that and I thought, oh, man, I pity the son of a bitch. I remember the paper bag. And so, yes, yes.
The other thing I wanted to tell you was there is a cookbook, and I think it came out about 10 years ago, and there's probably a sequel to it by now. There is a cookbook with all your favorite, I think it's called All Your Favorite Restaurant Recipes.
Yeah, but that doesn't really work. Have you tried any of these?
No,
yeah,
I don't have it.
Right, no, I
just... Oh, I did try one. I got it online. I tried it from the one from Applebee's.
And?
They have sweet potato French fries.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried it, and they came out great.
Okay. Because
they have cumin in it instead of like regular like salt and pepper or garlic or whatever. They have cumin in them. And that cumin just brings out the flavor. It's really good. They're really good.
Well, that's good. No, the stuff I was trying for didn't taste like the stuff in the restaurants. That's for damn sure.
Well, I don't know. You should look it up. It's a really good thing.
Well, I think it probably depends on what you're eating. You know, like I'm not much of a sweet potato fry person. John likes them, but I won't eat them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just will
you
not.
Just don't like sweet potatoes in general?
Yes, that's correct. I can't stand them.
Oh.
I don't know what it is about them, but I want nothing to do with them.
Yeah, but they might have your taco recipe in there or whatever.
Well, yeah, no, but that's what I mean. I tried something from that, and it just didn't resemble what I had in, you know, maybe it was me.
Oh.
But, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Maybe let John cook the recipe.
Well, there is that. That's probably not a bad idea. Yeah, so I don't know. I'd love to know what caused the warning on the pizza box.
Oh, I would too. I would love to hear that story.
Yeah. Open the box for, I guess. Yeah.
Must have been a lawsuit something, right?
Wait, I need to go. I found somebody. Chris is a first-time caller. He ate the bag. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
All right, I feel vindicated already. I feel much better. All right, Chris is in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio. You ate the bag, too?
Hi, Raleigh. I didn't eat the bag, but that's only because I inquired. But you and I must be close to the same age, and we must have had this dish millions of years ago, because I had the exact same dish.
Yes.
Pompano and Papillote.
Yes, yeah.
And Antoine's.
Yeah, right.
And when it came, I stared at it and said, what the H?
Yeah.
So I inquired first, otherwise I would have bitten bag as well.
I'm glad to hear it, and I should have inquired first, but oh no, I just took a knife. Do you ever had a nice piece of bag? And oh, that's great.
So when I heard you talking about that on the radio, I said, quick, we have to call.
Yes, you do. So, oh, I'm so glad you did. Thank you, and I hope you'll call again.
And I'll be honest, I've never had that dish since.
Well, me neither.
Oh, good to chat with you.
Thank you. Call me again. I appreciate it.
All righty.
All right.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah. Oh, good. So, yeah, I tell you what. 888-876-5593. It's WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We'll forgo the bumper because we only got a few minutes this hour. And Isaac is a first-time caller on the south side of Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio, Isaac. That's you, Isaac. Your cue. Isaac, speak to me. He's a first-time caller. He cooked a turkey in a bag. And by the way, there are recipes for cooking turkeys in bags, but I don't know what happened to Isaac. He's potted up. I'm all ready to talk to him, and he's not there. Oh, call me back tomorrow night, Isaac. We'll try it again, I guess. That's a shame. I was looking forward to meeting Isaac. All right, so with that in mind, we've got Henry in North Carolina. What's happening, Henry?
Hi, Raleigh. How are you? Hope you're well.
Well, I'm doing better now than when I was eating bags.
Yeah. Interesting. Made me laugh.
Yeah.
Talk about food that you miss. And ever since I moved from New Jersey down to North Carolina, I can't find a great pastrami sandwich.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You know, like the cat's kind or the offshoot of that called Harold's.
Right.
All, Yeah.
Right. They've got delis, at least they think they do, but it's just not the same.
Not even close. Not even close. I've done research and looked around. Just don't have it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That. And in terms of Mr. Chubbs, I would suggest I have a dog. He weighed as a one-year-old male golden retriever. Mm-hmm. He weighed 101 pounds. My daughter's a vet. First time she looked at him at 1 year old, she said, "What are you feeding him?" And you got to get him down to 72 pounds. So he's at 72 pounds. A diet of green beans. Carrots are hard to digest. Green beans, wheat germ for omega oils, and a cup of protein. And something that's got high protein in it. And that did the job.
Wow.
A lot of exercise.
Yes.
I have a backyard stand, and he runs, and I throw him football passes. And he can catch better than some NFL players. And he gets a workout every day.
That's great. That's great. Well, I was going to say she can start by going to her friend with a big backyard. That needs to become her new best friend.
Backyard and maybe a toy that interests him. That's why he wants to play with something.
Yeah,
he's instead of playing toilet paper, there's toys that you get. They're fancy, even if it's a toy that you can stick a mozzarella cheese stick in it, freeze it in the freezer, so it's hard to get out, and it's got low calories.
Good idea. But, yes, a food embedded in it will be a real treat. That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, that's what I do for Trump here.
All right, Trump.
And that's my dog's name, Trump.
All right, Trump. Trump, the golden retriever.
Where's the red tie?
All right, good deal. Well, thanks for calling, Henry.
Hey,
appreciate
pleasure.
It. All right, so let's see. Oh, Isaac is back. Well, we're going to try this again. So, Isaac, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, thank you for taking my call again. Sorry, I put the phone on speaker and ran out of the room.
Oh.
I'm calling in from the South Side. I listen to WGN. Never called into your show before, though.
Well, thank you.
But I was calling because I wanted to disagree with you on the cooking the fish in the bag. Yeah. I have a recipe every Thanksgiving. We make our turkey in a bag.
Yeah.
Cover it in oil. And then it's kind of like pressure cooking in a way.
Yeah.
My grandmother, she says that it's pretty old. It's not anything new. So.
No, right, exactly. The key to that is not to keep the oven hotter than about 325 degrees. You do not want to catch the bag on fire.
But
other than that, yeah, and I guess like basically 15 minutes a pound, and you got yourself a turkey. Yeah.
And it comes out so moist. That's my thing. It comes out really amazing, really good.
Yeah. Oh, you're making
me
hungry.
All right, that's all I wanted to say.
Call me again soon, Isaac. Thank you very much.
No problem.
All right, so yes. Yes, the big thing, like I say, don't get that temperature too high. All right, now here's the problem. I've got less than a minute left, and I got two people to talk to, Mark from Aurora and James from the South Side. And so I'm going to beg both of them on bended knee to call tomorrow night, and you too. And I realize also that I left you stranded. I didn't tell you about what washed up on the beach in Alaska. In Australia. This was, in fact, a story that James had sent. It's a UFO, an unidentified floating object. And warnings on the beach. So we'll talk about that tomorrow night. Hazardous, perhaps, but what is it? So I'll fill you in on all that and more. In the meantime, we thank Adam for keeping us on the air. We thank John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. It makes the show a pleasure to do. So please do it again tomorrow night, 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.